Welcome to day 31 of the St. Mark's Church journey through the Psalms for Lent. Psalm 101. I will sing of your love and justice. To you, Lord, I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will conduct the affairs of my house with a blameless heart. I will not look with approval on anything that is vile. I hate what faithless people do. I will have no part in it. The perverse of heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with what is evil. Whoever slanders their neighbour in secret, I will put to silence. Whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, I will not tolerate. My eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. The one whose walk is blameless will minister to me. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord. Within this psalm, the psalmist seems to have an undivided longing to live a pure and blameless life for God. But who of us is totally pure and blameless? I feel reminded of the story in John's Gospel where men bring the woman caught in adultery before Jesus. Jesus bends down and writes in the dust with his finger, and then rises and faces the woman's condemners and offers them a stone, saying, "He who is without sin, cast the first stone." It's not long before each of them has filed away. None of us are totally pure and blameless. Each of us find ourselves stained with sin. But in this we give thanks, because Christ, the perfect one, the spotless one, the blameless one, took upon himself all of our imperfections and blemishes and paid the price with his life on the cross. A point to reflect on. How might we give thanks today for a God who in his grace came to look for us in the person of his Son, and who took upon himself all of our blemishes and in exchange gave us his righteousness? May we pray. Father God, sorry for the things that are wrong in our lives, but thank you for Jesus, for the price he paid for us. Help us to walk more closely with you and to realise the wonderful gift of life in your name. Amen.